We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story spectacular.
Today's show is an all-joke spectacular. If you enjoy this show, then be sure to subscribe on the Kids Listen podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Welcome to Story Spectacular. Digger the Dog here, and I'm taking over the studio for this very special all jokes episode in honor of my favorite holiday, April Fool's Day. Don't worry though, Angie will be stopping by later, along with Tildy, Birdie, and a few other surprise guests. So let's get this funny party going now. The April Fool's Day All Jokes Spectacular. Hi, Birdie. Are you ready to start the show? Great. Let's kick it off with a few jokes about my very favorite topic, dogs. What did the dog say when he sat on some sandpaper? Ruff! What dog keeps the best time? A watchdog. What did the hungry Dalmatian say after its meal? Gosh, that really hit the spot. Oh, is this a bird joke that you'd like me to read, Birdie? Okay. It says, how do birds stay in shape? They do a lot of warm-ups. That was a silly joke, my bird friend. Hey, I think I see another friend heading this way. It's Tildy the tortoise. Hi there, Tildy.
Hi, Digger the Dog. Hi, Birdie. I'm so happy to be a part of this all-joke spectacular. So instead of a fun fact, today I have a silly joke about another slow-moving animal.
Sounds great. Take it away, Tildy.
Sure. There was once an old gardener who grew a big patch of lettuce in the vegetable garden. One day, he looked out the window and saw that the lettuce was gone.
Oh dear, this really soils my plants.
The gardener looked around and saw a little snail very slowly munching away on a leaf of lettuce.
Yum, yum.
The gardener picked up the little snail and flung it across the yard.
Whoa!
Then went back inside the farmhouse. 10 years later, in the middle of the night, the gardener heard a knock on the door.
Now who on earth could that be?
He cautiously tiptoed over to the door and opened it up. The gardener heard a small voice coming from the ground.
Hey, you!
He looked down at the ground and saw the snail looking up at him with a scowl.
Huh?
To his surprise, the snail shouted,
What was that for?
Oh, wow, it took a snail 10 whole years to crawl across the yard. That's a good one, Tildy.
Aw, thanks. I'm so happy to celebrate with you, Digger.
Hey, me too. And look, we have even more friends coming to tell us some jokes. Let's welcome Chili the Snowman.
Hey, everyone. I've got a really cool joke for ya. What do you call an old snowman?
What do you call it?
Water!
Woo-woo, that was snow funny. Haha, look, now it's that funny egg Lumpty Dumpty.
I have an excellent joke for you all. Why did Humpty Dumpty have a great fall?
Golly, why?
To make up for his miserable summer.
Oh, that egg joke really cracked me up. Hey, look, now Angie's here.
Hi, everyone. Happy April Fools.
Do you have a joke for our April Fools special?
I sure do, and it's a joke about humans. What did one eye say to the other?
Golly, what did it say?
Don't look now, but there's something between us, and it smells.
Haha, that's a good human joke, Angie.
And guess what? I know some other real-life humans who have sent in some jokes of their own for the show. First up, we have Cecilia and her dad.
Okay, tell him your name.
My name is Cecilia. I am a cow. And what I'm gonna say is, where does a cow go on a date?
I don't know. Where does a cow go on a date?
To the movies.
Haha, that joke put me in such a good mood.
Now let's hear from Lincoln and his mom.
Hello, Angie. Why did the spider always be on his computer?
I don't know why.
Because he always wanted to make a web page.
Haha, that spider joke had me up the wall.
Our listener friend Evie also wrote in a joke, and I will have our dinosaur from the toy store friend read it for us.
Roar! What do you call a dinosaur tube? A blast from the past.
Wow, that joke was dynamite.
Our friend Mason has a knock-knock joke just for you, Digger the Dog.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who?
I didn't know that you're an owl.
Ho, ho, ho. I get it. That joke was a real hoot.
Last but not least, we have Luca.
What's black and white and goes around and around?
What?
A penguin and a washing machine. Waka waka.
A penguin and a washing machine? That's a real chill joke. I just love hearing jokes from humans. Can you tell me another one, Angie?
Sure. As you know, Digger, I'm friends with a lot of funny animals. In fact,
I once knew a chicken who would walk into the library and say to the librarian,
"Bawk, bawk!"
At first, the librarian was confused, but then decided to give the chicken a book. The chicken hastily grabbed the book with its beak and walked out the door. The librarian watched the peculiar chicken cross the road and walk down the hill out of sight.
How bizarre,
said the librarian. The next day, the chicken came back and said,
"Bawk, bawk, bawk."
The librarian was feeling quite perplexed.
Maybe the chicken wants even more books today.
So the librarian loaded up the chicken with 3 more books and watched it walk out the door, across the road, and disappear down the hill once again.
How very peculiar.
The very next day, the chicken came back and this time said to the librarian,
"Bawk, bawk, bawk, bawk."
So the librarian loaded the chicken up with 4 books this time, and then secretly followed the chicken out the door, across the road, and down the hill. As the librarian was tiptoeing behind the chicken, she saw it stop at the edge of the pond and carefully place the books down on the ground.
What odd behavior,
thought the librarian. All of a sudden, a ginormous frog leapt out of the water and hopped onto the shore. Then, one by one, the frog picked up each book, glanced at the cover, and said,
"Read it, read it, read it, read it."
"Ha ha ha, that really was a very funny joke about some silly animals."
"Thanks, Digger. And speaking of funny animals, we have some all-new animail from our real-life listener friends." Today's animail comes from our real-life listeners, Evangeline, twin brothers Felix and Ross. We also have Juniper and Vivian. Let's hear from Evangeline first.
"Squeak, squeak, squeak. I'm a mouse. I like Cinderella, Mozzarella, I'm Story Spectacular, and my name is Evangeline."
"Thanks, Evangeline. That mouse animal reminds me of a joke. How does a mouse smell after a bath?"
"I don't know.
Squeaky clean."
Good one, Digger. Now let's hear from our friend Ross.
"Hello, Ribbit, Ribbit. I am Ross the Frog. Ribbit, Ribbit, Ribbit. My favorite story of Story Spectacular is Digger Feels Ill. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. When my brother felt ill, ribbit, ribbit, I made him feel better. Ribbit, ribbit. Thanks for listening. Signed, Ross the Frog. Ribbit."
"Thanks a lot, Ross the Frog. Say, did you hear about the one where the frog complained to the waiter?"
"No, why did the frog complain to the waiter?"
"Because there were no flies in his soup."
That frog joke was absolutely riveting.
Ribbit.
How about we hear some mail from Ross's twin brother, Felix?
"This is Sparkle the Unicorn talking here. Nay! My favorite episode of Story Spectacular is Old Miss Andy Had a Farm. Nay! Because Zebra tricked the other animals into thinking he was a unicorn. I also like it because I'm a unicorn. Unicorns live in clouds, so that's why you don't see them very often. And they're also mythical creatures."
Wow, unicorn animal is very special.
It sure is. And guess what? We have another unicorn animal too from our listener friend Juniper.
I'm a unicorn.
Your favorite episode?
I went with a dragon.
Wow, two unicorn animals. Golly, thanks, Felix. Thanks, Juniper. This must be our magical lucky day. And it reminds me of a joke. What do you call a unicorn wearing a hat?
What?
A Capricorn.
That joke was a little unicorny. Now, let's hear from our listener, Vivian, and let's see if we can guess what type of animal she's pretending to be.
Nay! 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 Nay!
Why, she's a horse, of course. What do you call a horse that lives next door?
I don't know. What do you call a horse that lives next door?
A neighbor.
Oh boy. We sure had a lot of fun horsing around with all of this spectacular listener mail today.
Haha, we sure did. Today's animal was uproarious.
You can submit your animal to Angela@storyspectacular.com. Looking forward to reading more animal from our real-life listener friends again soon.
Animal!
Today's show was doggone fun.
It sure was. We heard from so many fun friends and told silly jokes and stories in honor of April Fool's Day. I just love getting to have a day where we all can be so silly.
Me too. No April fooling.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari.
Thanks, Digger the Dog. A big thanks to you and to all of our very special friends from around the world for help making this April Fool's All Jokes episode so spectacular. Be sure to share this show with your silly friends so that even more listeners can tune in to spectacular stories and jokes too. Thanks for listening.
Happy April Fool's Day!